Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who is that family member? You just can't trust them. Don't tell them the news yet. They're going to tell everybody.
Shh.
It's Elizabeth the Radar on the Mix, and that's what Matthew McConaughey's talking about in your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
McConaughey was talking to People magazine. He said there was a period of time where he had to have really short conversations with his mom because if he told her anything, it would end up in the papers.
I'd say we're closer now. We had about an 8-year period where I had to kind of have short conversations with her on our Sunday phone calls because she was sharing a lot of that information. I'd tell her something on Sunday between son and mom, and Tuesday I'd read about it.
So an unnamed source was Matthew McConaughey's mom.
Yeah, right.
That was like, you want to know who he's dating and where he's going and what he's doing? We all have relatives like that. And I will say, for my dad, he's gotten much better, but that was definitely him about 10 years ago or so, where he was just so excited and want to tell everybody everything.
Yep, put it out there.
And we got to the point where we said, you're going to be the last to know what's happening with everybody if you're going to keep saying that stuff. And he's like, well, I'm just telling other family. Who's telling other family? Who's telling other people?
You got Matthew McConaughey's mom telling everybody? Because, mom, what are you doing? Stop. Mom, stop.
You sound just like him. We even had at the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk, we had my friend Lucy show up.
Oh, that Lucy.
And she's you sounded just like Matthew McConaughey when you were talking about Matthew McConaughey and the Queen mattresses. You are so good at your impressions. Okay, so you got Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Now let's go on to Luke Combs.
Luke Combs or Luke Bryan?
I mean, Luke Bryan.
Well, I don't know. I'm really friends with that Matthew McConaughey guy. I think he's kind of cool. He's another Southern guy, but I'm kind of country Southern. And
Matthew McConaughey's a little city Southern. You know what I'm saying? There's a little bit there.
You don't really open your mouth when you're talking like Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, keep your teeth together when you talk about Matthew McConaughey. That's right.
Number two.
All right.
Oh, Packer fans, how are you feeling this morning?
Oh.
Bad taste in your mouth, right? It's like we want there to be a loser. The game ended up in a tie. Unbelievable that they can even do that. 40-40 game, the highest scoring NFL game that ever ended up in a tie. So clearly there was no defense, but here's the final call.
Manis for the tie, 34. And this one is good, and this one ends in the second highest scoring tie game in NFL history. 40-40.
Listen to Mike Tirico. He's awesome. He's a great announcer. He's really trying to hype it up like, and this one ends in a tie. Come on, everybody, get behind it. What is he supposed to do? Not go, and this is a tie. He's got to try and boost everybody up a little bit there.
Does this carry any weight when there's a tie, when it gets to be the end of the season? If we have a good record, does that benefit us at all? Do we get a half a point?
No.
When it comes to a home field advantage, does this do anything or does this hurt us if there's a tie?
Other teams have made the playoffs because they have that tie and it means you have one less loss. Yes, you have one less win, but you have one less loss. If you look at the standings right now, the Lions are 3-1. Second place, Packers, 2-1-1. And then Bears Vikings are 2-2. So we're below the Packers. Still above everybody, but just, you know.
It's so unsatisfying. Now we have
a practice is what it was. Oh, they practiced last night. That was fun.
It's what it felt like.
Nobody lost.
Scrimmage. We have the schedule here posted in the studio. And Radar,
we're gonna do it.
Was sprinting over to the schedule last week.
Yes.
Because he wanted to put an L down.
Now I get to put a T.
You're going to put a T. Are you going to do it right now?
You want me to do it right now? All right. We're going to go right over there right now.
I'm not going to put the T down because who wants to see a T on the schedule?
Should I circle it?
You'd rather see a W.
T. Big.
Yeah, he's doing it right now. Okay, yeah, you did it. It's there. You
know.
Packers 2-1-1.
For Ty.
Packers haven't won in 2 weeks. Bears have won 2 in a row. Let's go.
No one asked about the Bears.
Let's go.
Woo.
Number one.
All right, something we can all get behind is that it's important to come together for a good cause and support one another. And that's what we were doing yesterday at the lakefront with the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk. Which, by the way, if you go to our website, there are still fundraising efforts that are going on at 991themix.com. We are going to be fundraising through the end of October, and we're going to be talking about making sure you know your risks and being proactive with your health. And we caught up with so many of you Mix listeners yesterday at the walk. Thanks to those that joined our team, Jay the Mailman, Amanda, so many others. But I want to mention Melissa. Melissa had a moment where she was chatting with us. She's a survivor. She's a warrior. She just got done doing the Team Phoenix Triathlon. She's got a Phoenix tattoo now on her arm.
That tattoo is so cool. Yeah.
So cool. Yeah, we were out there with linked events and the 360 photo booth. But here's Melissa taking a moment to share with each of you, if you find yourself in this situation, you are on this journey of battling breast cancer, this is her advice.
I would say don't give up. You are going to have bad days, but you've got to have your support system. Even just one person can make a difference, and find that person that is just going to be there for you. You know, again, you have bad days, but you also have good days, and you need to cherish those good days to remember on those bad days.
It's tough, but focus on the good days is what Melissa said. That'll help get you through it.
And it gives you perspective.
Yeah.
It really does. It gives you perspective. And we want to thank Melissa for sharing her story with us. And she connected with me early on in her diagnosis, having myself gone through the bilateral mastectomy and the reconstruction. Mm-hmm. Not breast cancer, but I carry the BRCA2 gene. I have family members with breast cancer battling, but now my risks were higher, so I wanted to eliminate those risks, which is why I did that preventative surgery. But she messaged and said, hey, what kind of advice do you have? And look, I put together this huge Google Doc of like every shirt that I wore, every pillow that I used, what I dealt with nausea, how I handled the nausea. I mean, everything. And I say to so many women, reach out. If I can be of resource to you, I would be glad to do that. People did that for me. And that's what the More Than Pink Walk is about. And it's about helping and supporting one another. And I want to mention some of our team members here really quickly that are doing some incredible fundraising. Betty Grahams has raised $396 for our team, which is so incredible. I want to mention Brian, who has done a $50 donation. We've got donations that are still coming in here, which is so fantastic. And every little bit helps. It's true when we say that. Every little bit helps. So far, our team has raised $1,868.37. The goal is $2,500. So if you can make that donation, 991themix.com, your donation is going to help research and save lives. So hopefully one day we will have a world where we are not losing people to breast cancer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.